This talk is offered by Ordinary Mind Zendo. Ordinary Mind was founded by Barry Magid, Dharma heir of Charlotte Joko Beck, and is dedicated to her vision of a psychologically minded Zen practice adapted to the needs of American students practicing in the context of their everyday lives. Our public programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
Monk once asked Joshu, "Does a dog have a Buddha nature or not?" Joshu replied, "Moo." A cold, snowy, wintry day is a good time to talk about moo. When you look outside and everything is covered with snow, everything is white. In the midst of the blizzard this week, sky and river and ground and air and all the trees and the buildings, everything completely white, covered in snow, caught up in the storm. You look at the street, you can't tell if that blur is a car or a snow pile or a mailbox or a person. Everything covered with the same snow, everything the same color. It almost looks as if everything is made out of snow, as if there's just this one substance in the world. And now sometimes it takes this shape, sometimes it's pulled into that shape. The monk's question comes from an anxious, conflicted place of difference. And Joshu's answer comes back at him from a place of undifferentiated oneness, a place where differences have or have not don't make a difference. When we sit and label thoughts, when Joko suggested labeling things as thinking such and such, thinking about what I'm having for dinner, thinking about what movie I want to see, thinking about politics. In some way, it brings us back to the same perspective, as if there's just this one substance, thinking. And sometimes it's piled up into shapes we call politics, and sometimes we pull it into shapes we call desire, and sometimes we pull it into shapes we call sex. But it's like the snow. There's just this one substance. Sometimes looks like this, sometimes it looks like that. But all the differences that we think make a difference, all the differences in our thoughts, the thoughts that we think are happy thoughts or the thoughts we think are unhappy thoughts or worried thoughts, they're all just thought. Piles of thought. Some are big piles, some are little piles, right? Moo is the kind of perspective where everything just becomes moo, becomes this one substance. When you sit and repeat moo like a mantra to yourself, everything becomes mu. You hear the gong making the sound of mu. You hear the sounds of the street all sounding mu. All of us, just sitting and breathing together, are all shapes that mu is taking in the moment. As we sit today, this afternoon, I suggest we just try settling internally into that sound of mu, allowing yourself just to repeat it over and over, slowly, with each breath to yourself. Mu. Just let yourself become that sound. Let that sound become everything that's happening. Let it become like the snow that covers everything, makes everything look the same, everything look white. All differences smoothed out into this one sound. This one substance.